In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The quota that was announced, it will apply to imports, or the cotton imported under this quota would need to be purchased between September 14th and December 12th and actually land in the United States no later than March 12th of 2007. And that quota totals 107,000 bales.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It would be likely that based on current price conditions where we see the price of U.S. cotton at about 3 to 3.5 cents above the price of competing growths, and so it meets that threshold level that's necessary. So if those price conditions hold, I think we will see more quotas triggered once we move into the fall.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It typically does not pay to bring foreign growths of cotton into the U.S., and year-to-date, we have only seen somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4,000 to 5,000 bales of upland cotton actually being purchased by U.S. mills and brought into the United States.